Chances are live from Fletcher. We'll get Mark's input here. We'll talk about the draft a little bit later, too. I, once again, it blows my mind. I called a friend of mine Friday afternoon and was wanting to go hit some ball.
Here he is.
There he is.
There's the guy.
And he was busy watching the draft.
Hey, Frank. Good morning.
Man, what are you doing? You're watching the draft, for God's sakes.
Well, I guess if it's better, you know, if you love football, it gives you 3 days of watching highlights of college.
The same ones over and over.
Morning, Mr. Fletcher. How are you doing today?
Good morning, sir.
Hello, Frank. How are you today?
Well, I'm recuperating. David and I had a little contest last night in New Orleans. And I think he won.
Yeah. Well, he was here a whole lot earlier than you.
It's a little weak today.
We had a good time, though.
Sir?
Just a little weak today?
A little dizzy.
A little dizzy?
A little, head's a little cloggy. I lost my car somewhere last night. out here to this dealership and buy some.
That's a deal. Let me finish up these chances are. Chances are ASU will win 9 games or more this year.
Yeah, I'd say 90% is a good 90, number.
99.
Yeah.
Definitely 99%.
That means they'll win 10.
Yes, sir.
They won 10 last year.
I think with Applin.
They got a tough schedule up front, though.
Well, they're going to lose most likely, obviously, to Oregon and to Nebraska. So that's your two losses right there.
And then they'll win out.
They would have to win the conference in there. That would put them at 10-2, right? I think so.
All the people might be
What do you say, Trey?
They don't win 10.
That's a little bit. We're talking little book stuff.
Mark?
I'm going to go with Trey. I don't know that they will. I hope they do, but they do have a tough schedule.
I'm going to go with 9 wins. Last night I watched some NBA, which I still ought to be able to redo my pick because I picked the Bulls to go all the way, and what happens? Rose blows an ACL. Oklahoma City oust defending champion Dallas.
100%.
Wow.
What do you think, Frank? Oklahoma City beat
70.
Frank says wake him up when we get the power talk here. Yeah. What do you say?
50%.
They lost too much with Odom.
I'd say I don't think it's a done deal. I'd probably say but 65%.
Yeah, me too. Anyone but LeBron wins the MVP.
100%.
You think it will be somebody else?
Yes.
You, Basil? Anyone but LeBron wins the MVP. Who do you think it's going to be? One of those guys from Oklahoma City?
We'll say Durant, I think, has probably as good a shot
as anybody.
He's
got the title.
It's funny, I haven't heard as much debate about that.
About
who's gonna win the MVP, that there's this
that close.
Yeah.
Because last year it was close between Rose and LeBron.
And isn't this one of those things? Do you look at Rose like Manning? They were like 4-1 and now they're 12.
No, they won't be that bad, but there will be a drop-off, I would think. Chances are an Arkansas-run horse will win the Kentucky Derby. Frank Fletcher.
This Saturday.
0%.
0%? Are there any running?
Yeah. What's the Derby winner?
Optimizer, I think, is in it.
Bodemeister, yeah.
He's a California horse, but he won the Arkansas Derby, and I say he'll win the Kentucky Derby.
So that's an Arkansas
run. Yeah,
He's from California, but yes, he did run in Arkansas, and I think he'll be he'll beat Rags to Riches.
Love to see that.
And Rags to Riches ran at Oakland, right?
No, he ran in Florida. Huh?
When is the last time a Kentucky Derby winner came out of the Derby, Arkansas Derby, as an Arkansas Derby winner?
Wouldn't have been smart.
Is that the last
Fleet
one?
Fleet Alex. I've forgotten. There's been two or three of them.
No, I knew there had. I just didn't know if there had been one since Marty Jones or not. Next.
So you're saying 100%?
Yep. Yes.
I'm sorry. It takes me a minute. It takes me a minute to clear my head here.
That's all right, Frank. That's all right.
Yeah.
Jake Beckett will make the Patriots squad. He was drafted in the third round, a team that needs defense bad.
He likes Belichick likes that kind of player. I mean, he's a smart kid and yeah, I think he'll make the roster.
I think he will too because he's steady. He's a good kid. He's going to do exactly what they tell him. He's going to take coaching a lot better than a lot of the rest of them, and he's going to improve a lot when he gets to the NFL.
Yeah, they got Hightower too. He is a monster linebacker.
Yeah, they beefed up their defense. Big
Holy time. Cow, that guy's a player.
What do you say, RJ?
Oh, I think he'll definitely make it. I'd say 80%.
I'll say he makes it.
Miller.
They don't really have much for defensive ends right now, and what they do have, they're old.
Yeah, I agree. One last one. I'm just going to throw this in. Odds are that Ryan Mallett sees any action this year.
10%.
He didn't see any action last year, right?
He only dressed out for one game.
40. Who is the backup quarterback?
You're saying 40?
It's Hoyer, isn't it?
Is it Hoyer number two?
Yeah.
You say zero, Trey?
He said 40.
I say 2%.
I said 10.
I'd say 15.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to play, right, unless
somebody gets hurt.
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll save that for next week. Yeah. We'll save that for next week when Frank's not around. Although they picked up a couple of good draft picks we could talk about.
Yeah, who did that? I don't even know. Who did they get?
The guy that scored a four on the Wonderkin thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Claybrook kid out of LSU.
Said,
yeah.
I'm not in school anymore.
Is that what he said? Is that what he said?
Yeah, you read the
that's great.
Quote, the broken English that he spoke.
No, of course. I did. Yes, yes. But he goes, I ain't in school no more.
Listen, I remember against Arkansas, that guy just, they made us look like we couldn't even run a pass offense. That's how Monster. Good they were. Yeah. They clapped us down after the first
round. You know, it was a month ago. We had just completed a show at Jaws Place the Friday before, I believe, or the Wednesday before. Before everything hit
was
up
it really?
Bill.
I guess that's probably about right.
Trust me, I did my homework yesterday after I played golf and whipped my wife's ass. I'm just kidding, honey. Oh. Frank, what's your view of the whole thing on the Hill?
Well,
you're a manager. You manage people. You deal with people. You deal with people who've had problems, who've had affairs, you've dealt with it all.
And you've donated money up there.
Well, I'm not a real good person to ask because I'm prejudiced in that, you know, Bobby was and is a good friend of mine. So I don't look at it the way most people do. I think he made a big mistake, and it's going to cost him dearly. But I can assure you that we won't play as good this year with him not being the coach. I mean, you got the same players, you got the same assistants, but he had a game plan every game that he tweaked based on who we were playing and what he thought the boys were capable of doing at that particular point in the season. So I don't know that Jeff Long had any choice to do anything other than what he did. So I'm not criticizing that, but I just hate it for Bobby. I he's at the height of his career at 51. I'm hoping that he can lay out a year or he won't have a job. And I hope that he can go somewhere like UCLA or somewhere that this is not a big story out there. And, you know, they can get back with another team.
You are recognized, and I'm living proof of it, that you have friends who make mistakes. You're still friends with him, but you understand why the university did what it did.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I do not see another course that Jeff Long could have taken. If he had not hired the girl the way he did, I think, and I heard, that they were going to suspend him for maybe a quarter, you know, 3 or 4 months. It would have cost him about $1 million, been a very expensive suspension. That was one of the thoughts that was being bandied around. In other words, he could he would be able to come back. But when the thing came out about how the girl was hired and how he pushed it through, I think that put the university in a legal position that there was no recourse from. Other than that, I think if he just had a wreck with her on the highway and admitted an affair, I think he could have survived that.
Yeah.
I would have hoped he did, but it got too deep.
Started lying.
Well, that's what
covered up.
Some of the rest of us sitting here at this table have done before.
Did you have
you don't lie, you never get in trouble. I found that to be a fact.
Did you have a favorite head coach candidate or for next year? Did you have somebody out there that you were sort of rooting for?
No, I don't have anybody particularly. I kind of like the guy up at ASU.
Gus?
Yeah. My doctor friend, Dr. Knappel, he and I got into a discussion. I told him I'd like to see Malazan wind up there, and he's not a Malazan fan, so I don't think he's going to
He's still divisive force, not to the extent that Houston was, but he's still divisive in some parts of the state.
I give him credit. Guy's hustling.
Yep.
I mean, they did the whole high school thing, and he's going to work hard.
Well, the big question
that.
Up there is whether this kid from Auburn is going to be eligible.
I don't think he's going to get the hardship to play this year. I don't think he's going to be able to.
Yeah. Well, when they get him, he's one of the, you know, as you have watched, he's one of the top running backs there is.
Oh, yeah. If they don't win the 10 games we talked about earlier, they will next year.
David, who do you think that is a possible next new coach?
I just don't see anybody out there that's going to come, Frank, that's somebody that's got a sizzle, that's a head coach. I'd rather us go just a top assistant route. I just don't think.
Well, you got to remember next year, too, they're going to be depleted. They're going to be depleted personnel.
The following year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Bobby Petrino told me that this kid, Allen.
Bobby Brandon Allen. Yeah.
He's a Ryan Mallett quality type quarterback. He really, really had high hopes from him. We talked about this when he was in high school. He said he'd come over and practice with the Razorbacks. He could throw the ball every bit as good as Mallett could.
All right.
So I think he's the star going to come up.
But you'll lose all the running backs will be gone the following year,
all right.
So you'll have that.
We don't want to get behind. We're on the S. Turn it up. Friends of Distinction.
Yep.
I'm on fire.
But, David, as you know, though, when you need running backs and stuff like that, you're going to get a lot of people that want to come
because they think
they can play the
first
year.
That's right. That's right.
And when you're loaded up at quarterback or running back, it's hard to recruit them because they don't want to sit there two years.
Right. We'll be back in a minute live from Fletcher. You crank up the Friends of the Station. You can't tell me you never heard this song. That time of year, we've been very fortunate not to have the floods and the rains, but be ready if they do. If you heed weather warnings and if storms do single you out, call All Clean USA Restoration Services. From cleanup reconstruction, All Clean USA is Arkansas' solution to disaster restoration. My closet probably qualifies for this, and I cleaned it out good. All Clean USA even played a vital part in helping Valonia's residents and still do recover from last year's tornadoes. We forgot how bad that small area was. So it doesn't have to be that. It could be fire, smoke, or just a sloppy husband. If you need All Clean USA, they respond immediately. They'd probably rather go see what a tornado did than look in my closet. And you can call them at 866-360-3473, All Clean USA Restoration Services. Fire, smoke, and water damage, and as Rainwater would say, and yes, 24-hour response, 365 days a year, and they will come at any hour of the day.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day, too, because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
Championship Wrestling invades the Pine Bluff Convention Center Saturday night, May 5th, with a 7 o'clock bell time. 9 exciting matches, including a ladies match with guest referee WWE Hall of Famer Sonny. Rock and roll Ricky Morton will be there, beautiful Bobby Eaton from the Midnight Express, and the original Doink the Clown, Matt Bourne. Plus many more. Tickets are on sale right now for $10, and you can get them at the Pine Bluff Convention Center, Record Rack in Pine Bluff, or online at tcwwrestling.com. Call the wrestling hotline at 501-463-4227 for more info.
I'm so glad we dropped Satellite for Xfinity.
Oh, me too, babe.
Now if I miss one of my shows, I can just catch up on demand.
You mean we can catch up on demand, right?
Yeah, we.
You've been catching up without me, haven't you?
Well,
How far did you get?
Far enough to know that guy's a double agent.
What?
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Xfinity has all the latest episodes on demand, so I can watch them whenever I want. I can even stream them online.
Anything else you want to spoil?
That guy right there? He's actually a robot.
Da-da-la-la-la.
See what you've been missing with Satellite. Get Xfinity TV for $29.99 a month for 6 months and get HD DVR service Stream Picks free for 3 months with no term contract. And it's all backed by our 30-day money-back Comcast customer guarantee. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 7/12. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter TV for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Double B's presents the 8th annual Buzzbecue Saturday, May 19th at the North Little Rock RV Park. Check out barbecue teams as they compete in the Bell Chevy Kia Barbecue Contest, featuring pro and average Joe teams competing in pork, chicken, and rib categories. Buzzeritaville will be rocking with awesome food and plenty of cold beverages. The 8th annual Buzzbecue presented by Double B's is sponsored by Fence Brokers, Gravely Mowers, Razorback Camper Sales, Antique Brick Outdoors, Wendy's, AgPro, John Deere, and Fleet Management Services. We'll see you May 19th.
It's our only sale of the year.
And we have a tremendous inventory and 3 stores to serve you.
It's May Sale 2012 at Sissy's Log Cabin in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, and Jonesboro.
We've made special purchases, cleared out our safes, and put it all out at 15 to 65% off.
Come see us now through May 31st for this very special sale at Sissy's Log Cabin.
Because life's too short
for ordinary jewelry.
If you're planning on attending college in the fall, complete the Universal Scholarship application by June 1st for the Arkansas Academic Scholarship. Visit adhe.edu to apply or for more information.
Good morning. State police reporting 2 separate accidents, both very minor, 630 westbound at Chester and 40 eastbound just before Morgan Mammel at mile marker 140. Neither one is blocking a lane of traffic. Still no accidents to report on the city streets of Little Rock. North Little Rock looks great, too. But if you see an accident or hazard, 433-1010 is the traffic number. I'm Drew Mitchell for the Buzz Radio Network.
Rush Satellite. Call 225-RUSH for the most in high-def TV. Here's more of the show with no name on 103.7 The Buzz.
I have no idea.
This would be the Foo Fighters.
Oh, right.
I still would have no idea. Well, get to the remainder. We have the Mystery F Band out there and Rogers Mystery 30 from the world of professional sports today. It is the 30th. We are at Fletcher Dodge. We have a phone call from Mr. Frank.
It's from Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Tommy. A question for either Frank or Mark, if they're still there. But
absolutely.
Trying to find I'm a Ford man, so but trying to see if, who could I call to maybe try to search for me through your inventory for either a 2011 or 2012 EcoBoost F-150.
Yeah, right now, Sean, if you want to call the store and ask for Dennis.
Dennis,
he is,
okay.
Yeah, call the store and ask for Dennis. He's sitting right here. He's waiting on your call, and he can absolutely look for you a Ford truck. We've got a Ford store, as everybody knows, up in Missouri, and sell a ton of Fords, and we take a ton of Ford trade-ins. So if you're looking for a Ford truck, Dennis, he's our internet manager and deals with thousands of used cars. So just call Dennis right now, and he'll absolutely take care of you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
Okay, Frank, first of all, Mark has a very special wish he wants.
Oh, absolutely. It is, like you said, April 30 today, which is my father's birthday. So, So Al Miller, my father, he works for National Equipment Sales. He's actually out there sporting my Dodge truck. He's on the road right now. But, you know, a lot of people ask me, you know, you're 32 years old, got 100 employees. You know, you're so young to be doing what you are, and it's because of that man right there, you know, for my upbringing and values he put in me. I wouldn't be where I'm at without him, and he's a salesman, and that's why I'm a salesman, and it's his birthday, and Dad, I love you. Hope you have a good day.
Happy birthday. You and Frank have made up a dynamic duo going on six years, something like that now.
Who, Frank and I?
Yeah.
Well, when I jumped on the Frank Fletcher tour back in 99, I think is when I jumped on the Frank Fletcher tour. It took me from Jonesboro to Sherwood, back to Jonesboro, to Rogers, Arkansas, to Joplin, Missouri. And eventually got the call. You know, I got the call to come back to Sherwood, which he knew I wanted to come back to, because he knew it was important for me to come back to my family. And that's just the great thing about Frank. I mean, he wanted me to get to be able to come back to my family.
And he also took a little tour through the detail of Wash Bay and the service drive. And he skipped Memphis. We went over to Memphis and cleaned a few windshields together.
Yeah, we
did. And these guys that wind up being general managers, they really have to know how to do everything here, or they can't direct people to run the store. In other words, he's got to know about F&I. He's got to know about service. So Mark is obviously an outstanding leader for us. We have a college apprenticeship program. We get people out of school, and we tell them they have to move. Some of them don't like to do that. That's the only hard part of it. But, you know, we have to send them to wherever we need them. And we're getting ready to open up down in Panama City, Florida.
You bought that one, huh?
Well, he didn't sign the papers yet, but we're
and your close. Spokesperson that ever be what? David Basil.
David Basil and his dad.
They don't remember me down there anymore.
Yeah. Well, that means they don't have their pictures taken with him. He was signing autographs last night, and it was unbelievable.
Like traveling with Elvis.
Yeah, it was.
No, that's Frank as Elvis.
You send him in to get a table, you don't get a reservation. And then I come in, and then we get kicked out. I don't understand.
Boy, let me think. I can't understand that either. I don't understand how that could happen. We are at Fletcher. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. You got a big deal? Let's strike up the big deal of the day now. It's prime time. It's right before 8 o'clock. We have our largest listenership, and thank you. I saw some of the ratings. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for forgiving me, and thank you for the people I work with. But I saw them. I love them. It's great. It's wonderful. Having said that, let's have this large listenership here, the large deal of the day.
As we were talking about earlier, you know, we've had an incredible 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sold almost 70 cars in 3 days because, you know, we've got a deal we haven't never done before. We were selected to be a regional trade assistance site here in Sherwood, and so that means, you know, we have traded for a ton of cars. If you're looking for more for your vehicle, you know, we've got a deal going on right now where you've got a trade assistance. So if you bring your trade in right now, if you've been upside down or you think you owe too much, you're going to get more right now with us. And it being the end of the month, if you're looking for a deal, we've got this trade assistance program, and we've got prices and discounts that are just unbelievable. So, you know, we got some of the hottest cars on the road right now. Roger absolutely loves his Charger. You can come in, you can buy a Charger zero down, $299 a month, and walk out of here with a brand-new Charger. That's a four-door car that gets over 30 miles per gallon, and something nobody will do in the state. I mean, everyone raves about the Chrysler 300 sedan. We're the only dealer right now. You can come in. We got brand-new Chrysler 300s up to $10,000 off. But, I mean, that absolutely does end today, $10,000 off a brand-new 300.
You have other cars, too, like the one that my wife got. She loves that car to death.
Yeah,
it's not all fancied up. It's not all fancied up, but it's got great gas mileage.
What car is that?
That's the Dodge Avenger.
The Avenger.
Gets 32 miles a gallon. We got them starting at just 15.9. I mean, a brand spanking new car that gets over 30 miles a gallon starting at just 15.988.
She brought the oil in to get a change last week, and they told her they didn't have to bring that one in, but every 6,000 miles.
Every 6,000 miles.
Tommy, let me tell you a couple of used vehicles that we just got in. We got a 2012 Chevrolet Tahoe, black, bucket seats, leather, 2012, low miles, and it's about half price of what it was when it was bought off the lot. So it's just a beauty. It's way below the book value. We made a real good buy. We bought it from a friend of ours, and we've got some brand-new convertibles. We got both new and pre-owned convertibles. They have glass windows in the back where they used to be plastic. They're really, really nice. There was one. Is that one behind us?
Yeah, we got one right here.
One here for, you know, like $28,000, $29,000. We've got Grand Cherokees. Roger drove one of those for a while.
Listen, Roger's taking all the credit for all the success of your
vehicles,
Frank.
Double F said, you know, that he'd been having some great used car sales here. And you know what?
Brown knows it, RJ.
He's been the ones on the spot with me. I'm, you know, sure the trunk.
He goes around.
I get some sort of credit. I'd be a fool to say I didn't. Yeah. But yes. But to be able to do it, and for Frank to be on,
we just tell it like it is.
That's all. Thank you.
We put a prices on the windshield, and you know, we've talked to some other people over here putting prices on their windshield. I'm so proud of them.
I know you have. I know you have, because people think, well, if Frank Fletcher's doing it,
The relationship between Roger and Frank has come such a long way.
It's gone, you know, it's gone double the circle.
Yeah, why don't you do a little shakalaka? Funny man.
I don't know why you got to be so mean. Why are you being mean?
What's mean about that? You've asked me 100 times, can you bring the character back to the show?
Well, you know what,
by the way, I'm saying on 100,000 watts of radio right now, I'm inviting shakalaka back to the radio.
I'll never forget.
He'll be back on the show then, starting in May.
I'll never forget. Frank's like, you know, first time we had Roger on, Frank goes, that guy got to come back again.
You know what? I felt bad about it. Yeah. And that point, he invited me to go to a Razorback. I flew on a plane. Yeah, he's kidding me. He stepped up.
But
he didn't have to.
I told you not to worry about it.
So you two,
you were too worried about it. I said, listen, Frank likes you. And sure enough, now you're driving a Fletcher vehicle. How about that?
And we're making commercials together.
We're making commercials together. Who knows? I'll be flying with you to New Orleans.
You'll get the reservation. Yeah.
I'll put it under my name. Very good. Fair enough.
Oh, hey, you want to go on a big trigger? Go on a trip with him.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way. No, but we need to go to a Cowboy game.
We were talking about, speaking of New Orleans, did you hear that? He got that in there real quick. Is the city of New Orleans, they got Jazz Fest going on. And think of the year they've had sports-wise. Super Bowl, National Championship basketball, and football. That's a heck of a year.
I saw their headliner, whoever it was, had to cancel out.
Really?
And guess who stepped in?
Buffett.
Give me Buffett.
How about that? Wow, that's a great step in.
And this should be under D, but we'll take it.
Fats Domino.
Fats Domino, and it kind of fits you too.
Yes.
It goes. Oh.